Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. A friend of mine was complaining that his life was totally out of whack. He didn't enjoy his job, he wasn't making enough money, his marriage had gone sour, he didn't have enough time for his personal hobbies. We were having a beer and watching the game. You know, the perfect time for a couple of guys to solve all the world's problems, right? So I waited till the next commercial, and then I asked him, so what are you doing to improve your job? You know, to get ahead in your company, to get on the big project teams, to be able to stretch your stuff, to learn new skills, to show what you can do, to get recognized. Well, he stared at me like I was a Martian. Over the course of the game, I asked him the same questions about his marriage and his hobbies and his life in general. I got the same answers. Nothing. He was stalled, not moving. He was a deer in the headlights. And that is what I want to talk about today. I thought back to my days in high school and college physics class. His problem, and you might be struggling with it too, is basically the law of inertia. You've heard of it and you know it. The law of inertia has two sides, one good, one not so good. The good side says a body in motion tends to stay in motion until or unless acted upon by an outside force. Now that means when we get off our duff and get moving on something, our tendency will be to maintain the motion and keep going. And then another physics law kicks in, the law of momentum, where we pick up speed, also a good thing. But the downside of the law of inertia says this: a body at rest tends to stay at rest until or unless acted upon by an outside force. And this means if we spend our life being a slug on the couch, never get up, never learn new things, never fix what's broken in our lives, our tendency will be to stay that way. Not good. So inertia can work for you or against you. But here's a key difference between winners and losers. Losers wait for that outside force to come into their lives and make the changes they want made. And until that miraculously happens, they just wallow in misery and blame everything else for their misfortune. Winners, on the other hand, become their own outside force, moving themselves whenever they need to improve, to change, or to invigorate their life, their business, their family, their personal passions. They take action. They don't wait for any outside force. Their inside force is the engine that drives change. So here's a question for you. Anything in your life collapsing around you? Anything you want to fix or mend? Anything that's making you miserable, and until it changes, you'll just continue to be glum and depressed? Well, if so, are you letting the law of inertia work against you? Or will you make it work for you? You are in control. You've got the throttle in your hand, the accelerator under your foot. You are behind the wheel. Time to punch it and get moving. Don't wait for someone or some event to motivate you. Motivate yourself. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. Contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.